Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welch. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up? Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Happy weekend to you, or whenever you're listening to us, happy us in your ear holes. It is Bogman of the Welsh. It is In This League. We're talking week nine. We're talking kind of all stuff. In things. I saw this article, Box. We're just talking about the Raiders and the shellacking they took to the 49ers. And there was that thing out there that said, Gruden's like, oh, there's players that want to play for the Raiders. And I like it. This quote on here says, no doubt several players want to play for the Raiders. And I just am like, yeah, are they currently on the roster? There's like a couple, there's several guys currently here that actually want to be here. The rest don't. But the article goes on, it's about Gruden saying that we're a title team. And, like, he gets, like, players, like Frosty Rucker, like, of all people, Frosty Rucker about it.
You've won the title of really crappy team.
Dude, he's like, absolutely, I'm sure, Rucker says, and this is in regards to people wanting to be here. You get a chance to play for this storied franchise? That's why I came. It's Coach Gruden. I came here for Paul Gunther. I still love being a Raider. I mean,
Do you know the most famous photograph that Frosty Rucker is in?
It's probably with USC.
Yep. It is missing Vince Young's ankles as he scampers into the end zone to win the national championship.
One of your
and
favorites.
Frosty Rucker's on the ground. That's Frosty Rucker. So
he's just like, he wants to be remembered for anything but the red and gold.
Well, you know, it's you go from playing for a real, historic team in USC, and then you play for the Bengals for so long, you know, yeah. And then you play for the Raiders. You know, it's like you're moving backwards.
It really is. Ooh, that's interesting. Like, what's the chain of moving backwards? Like, that's an example of it. From USC to the Bengals to the Raiders. Like, there's no forward progress.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders have won a playoff game in the last 30 years. So, and he did get a title with USC the year before. So, but
how about Vince Young? Vince Young, he took the lateral movement. He went from I guess you could say, like, though, he was kind of storied a little bit, you know, like he did something with Tennessee for a short period of time, but then it just kept
his
petering.
Rookie of the year. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he doesn't count.
He was good for what the kids would call a hot minute. And then it was all over with. And then he lost all of his money. So
I like that. And he got big.
Yeah. He's a large guy now. It looks like he's playing more LT than QB.
Yeah, so. And Maurice Jones-Drew should do a show together.
It's probably and Casey Hampton will be in there somewhere. I'm
Pack
sure.
And Pounds, it'll be called.
Pack and Pounds.
Pack and Pounds with Vince Young and Maurice Jones-Drew.
And here's your host, Scott Bogman.
Welcome in, guys. We're here to talk to you. Now, I would say John Gruden is delusional, and
he's not delusional. He's just trying to hype up his team. Like I get
Jimmy,
I get what
Jimmy
he's
Hart
doing.
Here.
He is. He's the mouth of the South right now. Okay. The Raiders are 1-7.
Yeah, they're not good.
Do you
good.
Know who they beat?
No, I can't think of who they beat.
They beat the Cleveland Browns in overtime at home, 45-42.
How fitting.
That's their one win.
And by the way, probably the actual reason why Hugh Jackson got fired. Probably the actual, because there is an agreement on how he got fired.
The worse the Raiders get, the more it was. I mean, look, they didn't fire Hugh Jackson after, you know, whatever it was, 1-31.
Nope.
So
it was after that John Gruden got a win. Because now, see, I think all this is interesting where Hugh Jackson, I can appreciate him doubling down and tripling down, as a matter of fact, on taking no accountability whatsoever in his life, because you got Dorsey who says there's internal discord, but then Hugh Jackson doing everything and saying everything he possibly can outside of like that it's his fault, says that it's actually he got fired because of Baker Mayfield. And this is nonsensical to me right here. I just want you to read this for you real quick. So it says, this is part of this article. It says, to what then did Jackson attribute losing his job 8 games into his third season with the Browns? Quote, this is an ESPN article. Quote, I think when you stop and look at it, it's truly, really about Baker Mayfield, Jackson said. I think they want to do everything they can to put him in the situation, .. I mean, you got the first pick in the draft, who I think is going to be a franchise quarterback, who's going to be a sensational player, and he's not playing as well. What does that mean? What? How? Where does that have to do with Baker Mayfield? Let's be a little bit more clear, Hugh Jackson. Baker Mayfield didn't like you. And Baker Mayfield thought you were an inept. And guess what? That's the rest of everybody else. How exactly did you turn losing your job to Baker Mayfield? And you almost see he caught himself where he's like, I think they want to do everything they can to put him in the situation. And then he stops and he goes, I mean, well, what was that situation, Hugh? A good one? A positive one? Because you weren't doing that, obviously. I don't understand the guy. I don't understand Hugh Jackson.
He's just trying to push blame off to everybody but himself. That's really what it comes down to.
Was it Schefter? You were telling me about the interview thing.
Yeah, I think it was Rapoport. I think it was, he did an interview with him, or he was reading this interview and said, this is what Hugh Jackson said. I don't know if he actually believes this, because I know for a fact that a lot of this is nonsensical. He was kind of blaming Todd Haley. He was blaming management. He said it was his idea to bring in Dorsey, and then Dorsey fired him. And he's like, I know for a fact that that's not the truth. So I don't know what's going on with Hugh Jackson. Like, if he says I wasn't set up for success, like the big thing with this was he said, I don't know why we passed on all these quarterbacks. I don't know why we passed on Carson Wentz. I don't know why we passed on Jared Goff when he was involved in the decision making.
I mean, that's,
he's the guy that passed on them.
Like he's acting like he's the guy from 20,000 feet. That's like, how did this happen? You're right. The coach, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the coach. You have some say in this. And I mean, look, you think Baker Mayfield pulls any punches? They asked Baker Mayfield the other day, like, hey, do you think the Browns should take in your teammate Myles Garrett or Patrick Mahomes? And he said, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He said, I mean, what kind of a homer is he going to sound like if he says, no, they definitely should have gone with Myles Garrett. You know, give me a break. Like, look at how good Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about here? Why is anybody asking him that question, first off?
Because
like, just to stir it up.
Absolutely. I think that's going to follow Baker, though. Like, that's the guy that Baker's the type of guy where, you know, there's someone there that wants to ask a question that's going to stir it up. That's what they're going to want to do.
I mean, because they know he'll give the answer.
But they see, he's gotten really good of giving them the right answer. What they want is they want the blow up answer. They want, you know, the one that's going to make SportsCenter and be a meme.
He'll do that one too.
Yeah. How long do you think?
It depends on how successful this new system is that they have. And I don't expect it to be very successful, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, this is a preemptive move to bringing in somebody else next year. And the big rumor right now is Lincoln Riley, the head coach at Oklahoma, because he's the guy that brought it out of Baker Mayfield.
Is it the worst move if they did something like that?
No.
It seems like pandering.
Well, sure, it seems like pandering. But I mean, you know, you've invested in Baker. You know, and this dude made Baker successful at Oklahoma, and that brought in a lot of recruits and everything. Why wouldn't you want the same thing to happen in Cleveland?
This just reminds me of, like, you know, when there's like an international guy and it's like, oh, we just hired his dad, you know, is a hitting coach in single A, you know, like that type of thing. Like,
right.
You know, like, that's why they're going to get that contract to go through, because we've hired this guy to come over.
Well, it's not his dad in Lincoln. You know, I mean, they've got a pretty good offense over there with Kyler Murray at Oklahoma right now. So he's bringing it out of other players, too. It's not like he's solely worked with Baker Mayfield, and that's the reason why they were good. I mean, they're ranked very high right now without Baker Mayfield.
I should be seeing Kyler Murray around here with
The Oakland A's.
Oakland A's, drafted by the Oakland A's, going to go make that real money in baseball next year.
Yeah, and he absolutely should. He's too small to play quarterback anyway. So, I mean, Baker hates hearing that, but I mean, I think that's what most scouts will look like. And then, you know, so let's say Kyler Murray goes in the NFL draft, he gets drafted in the fifth or sixth round, and then he's not an investment. So when he gets cut, nobody cares. You know,
how much would you give for the Oakland Raiders to hire Hugh Jackson on their staff?
He's been head coach of the Raiders before.
But I like as a part of the staff. Like I want Hugh Jackson and John Gruden together.
It's Hugh Jackson was successful as an offensive coordinator. I think that's probably what he's better suited for. You know what I mean? So I think he could have success doing that job again. I don't know that he could go to Oakland with the pieces they have there. I think the only person that believes in Derek Carr anymore is David Carr.
I agree with that.
I think that's it. So they need to just add, and this is what they're doing by collecting all these picks. They got to add weapons, you know, and I'm going to agree with you finally in a draft strategy for this team. If you don't have any weapons, what's the point? You know what I mean? It's like it's like that scene in Apollo 13 where he's like, well, we don't have enough amps. We got to do something. Get rid of the parachutes. And he's like, well, if the parachutes don't go off, John, what's the point? You know,
exactly.
It's one of those things. So, I mean, you got to build outward in. So and they need everything. But Seth Roberts, man, come on. I mean, Marquise Goodwin is good.
You know who makes the Raiders Roberts better?
Ugh.
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins was just sitting out there. Anyone could have Nick Mullins.
Anyone could have had him. So, okay. I just thought that was interesting. Both those articles and both those coaches, just nonsensical stuff. Because we had a whole great thing go on, too. And credit to you. You deemed the Browns situation of all of the whodunit, whose fault is it, the Hugh Jackson walking down the corridor to fire Todd Haley, and then, you know, he gets double-crossed. It was just a beautiful arc of Game of Thrones that you titled it. The Brown Wedding,
right? It was too much going on at once, and I think it's about time that they cleaned house. And now they got to just make a good hire. And I know we've heard this with Cleveland forever, you know, but they got to go out and they got to find the next Sean McVay, because you're not going to get better if you're hiring Greg Williams. If they give Greg Williams an extension after this, I don't know what's happening.
Well, remember, Boggs, he gets all the calls, and he's like the Trump of coaches. He's like, I get all the calls, I get offers. I don't even have to go interview for him. It's just everyone's giving me offers. And
what do you think you have to do? Like, what is the equivalent of going 1-31 at a normal job? Like, how good does your union have to be for you to not get fired if you go 1-31 at your normal job?
I mean, you can't. You gotta be late to every shift.
Like, not showing up? Like, that's not even late. That's not showing up for 50% of your shift.
I think that would have to be like...
Is that the guy that literally does nothing and then blames everybody else?
I think it's the guy that farts in a section where a customer comes and walks over. Bogman.
Or he's the guy that, like, is like, you know... how do I say this? Oogling the customers. You know what I mean? Look at that over there. Like, hey, how can I help you?
I'm not sure that's 1-31. I think the 1-31 is like, it's just like not showing up for work. They'll be like, hey, you coming in? Like, we know somebody in the ITL Army who deals with, like, you know, like truck drivers, and the stories we get of truck drivers, like, that's the equivalent of 1-31.
There's like a national shortage of truck drivers. So they're like, look, can you just not do meth while you're driving?
Yeah, they're please? Just like, I'm not, you don't hear from them for 4 days, and then they finally show up, and then like, they're not reprimanded. They're like, okay, great, you're back and on a truck. Like, you do whatever you want, and then you just show up to drive. Like, that's like the equivalent of 1-31.
Yeah, I guess. I mean... You have to have a super shortage, but I think there's plenty of people that are willing to be to be honest, like, I don't like Haley. I feel like they should have gone to Haley.
I did too, actually. That's weird that we both agree on that.
Do you think what they did was they went over to Baker and they said, hey, Baker, we're going to get rid of Hugh. And he was like, thank God.
Legit, though. Finish your
reason. Well, I was going to say, he said, thank God. And then they went, what do you think of Haley taking over? He's like, nah, bro.
Well, like I was about to say, like, legitly, who do you actually think liked Haley there? Remember the stuff in Hard Knocks with Jarvis Landry, where he freaked out on Jarvis Landry, and then after he tried to be like, you know, I'm counting on you, and it's like, dude, what are you talking about, man? Go get another bar fight. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, remember when Todd Haley was head coach of the Chiefs, and they had said that when he got fired, he like accused the Chiefs of like spying on him and like saying that they had cameras watching parties all the time and all that stuff. Like that's just too weird.
When your head coach is a swinger in a major city, you got to see what's going on.
Todd Haley, a swinger?
There's some stuff. I don't know. I mean, all alleged. I don't know what he does, but him and his wife, they like to get down.
That's what's starting the bar fights.
It's something. It's something like that. Todd is down for a good time, and that's what happened.
They're in Anthem, Arizona, with them lights in their front yard.
Yeah, a little pink rock. Get a little pink rock in there.
Okay.
Let everybody know what's up. You know, those used to be.
Come over here for a good time.
Do you know they used to have those in Arizona? They were like these swinger clubs.
I remember Dave Attell doing Up All Night in Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Going to one of them. Yeah.
Oh, God, isn't that like, is there a show you miss more than Late at Night with Dave Attell?
Yeah, dude, it was so good.
It was the best.
I think we're both butchering the name of what it was.
Yeah, what was it?
Up All Night or something?
Hold on. Dave Attell Comedy Central show. What was it called? It was Insomniac.
Insomniac.
Boy, we really
we were way off.
Conceptually.
We were way off.
We had the right idea conceptually of what it was. We're like up all night, late at night, and it was like Insomniac, Samsonite. Like that's what it was. I don't know why a place like Netflix hasn't jumped in to throw money at his feet to redo this. Everyone would watch it. Everyone would be in. I'm telling you right now, I want a copyright, even though I have no copyright ownership of Insomniac. If this happens, it should be rebooted. Bring Dave Attell back. It's wonderful. We got to go to break, though.
You should head up Netflix and the Browns.
I think so. That would be fantastic. Well, Netflix, but we'll be back. We're going to talk DFS, what our guy Drew do. We'll tell you what happened there, so don't go anywhere. Bogman the Welsh, it's in this league.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
League.
Break it down.
All right, Bogman, listen close, because I've got an interesting offer for you, Bogman. So, all right. I'll quiz you when it's all done. We're halfway through the NFL season. DailyRoto.com's NFL Optimizer has already produced millions in winnings for its subscribers. How much?
Millions.
Including multiple winners in the hundreds of thousands and a $1 million winner. How much?
Millions.
A million. And with the NBA in full swing, DailyRoto.com's NBA lineup optimizer is now million. Available, and subscribers are crushing it on a nightly basis there. How often?
Nightly.
Nightly. If you're hooked, and you can now buy the DailyRoto.com Elite Package.
Elite Package.
That's right. Giving you access year-round to the suite of successful tools and projections. To DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money in NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. Thank you so much, Bogman. And when you sign up for the
Elite package?
Okay,
elite package. You'll be getting the new NFL betting tools they've just rolled out, including against the spread, money line, game totals, and player props.
We could use those.
We could. So head on over to dailyroto.com, click on Go Premium, and check out the elite package has to offer.
Elite.
That's right. If you don't have a problem with winning money year-round, you're going to love it. Enter the promo code, Bogman.
Elite package.
No, promo code.
Don't know.
FNTSY.
FNTSY. You didn't say it yet.
I know, I didn't. For a special discount and start winning today. I just assumed. I assumed.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. It's me.
What was the website? You are so busy being the hype man. You got I could ask you all the other stuff.
I was just trying to hear the last word that you said and then repeat.
I know
it.
You're like elite package, FNTSY promo code. You got it all. DailyRoto.com. That's where you go.
DailyRoto.com.
Let's go. What my suggestion would be is you could go and you could set some very, very beautifully nice optimized lineups for DFS. Not what we're about to do, though. Our guy Drew, Mr. Boom Shakalaka on Twitter, Drew Snyder, as he always likes to hit us up. He likes to play our lineups for whatever reason. Here's his tweet. He says, Bogman of the Welsh, we made some money this week, guys. Only in DK, though. No FanDuel. And I think we both loved our FanDuel lineup, so that's depressing. He said, so let's go for a sweep this week. Lots of high point games coming. We got to make enough to win Boggs that shirt. And by
that's
the way,
right.
By the way, he says, I listened to all the shows that we're on. Let's go in this league. Love,
let's
Drew.
Let's go.
Love, Drew. Let's see what our lineups were last week. One lineup paid out. It was Keenum, David Johnson, Gurley, Fitz, A.J. Green, Dante Pettis, George Kittle, Chubb, and Jets defense. That was mine. That scored 137.8 points. The next lineup scored 134, three less points than mine. Russell Wilson, David Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Julian Edelman, T.Y. Hilton, Adam Thielen, Herndon, Anthony Miller, and Colts defense scored three less points than my lineup, Bogman. But we both still cashed him.
Boom. Let's go.
Let's go. Talk to me about what kind of deals we got in DK this week.
In DK, we've got all the deals, Welsh. I got the best deals. Come on over. I got the best deals for you. I got all the best ones. We got Fitzmagic, $5,500. Flacco's at $5,300. Mm-hmm. We got Alex Smith at $5,000. Case Keenum is down here at $4,900. Darnold's down here at $4,800. Mariota's down here at $4,800. You don't like those deals? I got other deals for you. Come over here. I got more deals for you. Running back, we've got Peyton Barber, $3,600. Ito Smith, $3,700. Duke Johnson, $3,800. Should see a little bit of a bump with the new Cleveland offense. Eckler's over here at $4,300. We got Chubb at $4,500. Collins, $4,600. We got a big group of under 5,000 guys here with Collins, who's questionable, Lewis, Carson, Howard, Coleman, McCoy, all under 5,000. Then we've got Ingram, Murray, Miller, Drake, and Lindsey, all just over 5,000. So wideouts, the Welsh, you don't like those? I got some wideouts for you. Are you ready for the wideouts here?
Wideouts.
Zay Jones, Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Gallup, Anthony Miller, Sharp, Richardson, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, all under $4,000. You can't find deals better than these. I got all the best deals for you.
Act
Beasley,
now.
Traquan, Callaway, Stills, DJ Moore, Thomas, all $4,500 and under. And then just over $4,500, we got Cooper, Cobb, Parker, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Amendola, Corey Davis, Crabtree, Watkins, all under 5,000. The Welsh
got real Italian at the end there. You're like Scantling, da da da,
Scantling,
be the bottom boo.
I was talking to Pisa Pia earlier. So Jackson, Sanu, Gabriel, Lockett, Baldwin, Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay, all just over 5,000. And then some tight ends. Tight ends I'm never good at. Like, I feel like I never pick good tight ends.
No.
But
pick
we got
all the worst.
Gesicki down here, Clay. Herndon scored a touchdown last week. He's only 3,000. Ben Watson, 3,200. Kyle Rudolph, 3,600. No better deals than that. That's all the good deals.
All the deals in the world.
Got the best deals for you. I got the best ones.
All right, so let's look at some DK lineups here. What do you want to do this week?
All right, so I am going with at quarterback Cam Newton against the Bucs. The Bucs have the worst defense.
I'm going with Cam Newton.
I'm going with Cameron Newton of the Carolina Panthers.
Drug that out.
My
nice.
Quarterback. Then I'm going to double up on this one. I'm going to get all them rushing touchdowns because I got Christian McCaffrey for the Panthers as well going up against the Bucs. Then I flip to my second running back as Lamar Miller. Denver's rush defense has been bad this year. No Foreman yet. Alfred Blue's getting nothing. Tyler Irvin's getting in there in garbage time. So it's Lamar Miller for me. I'm going with my favorite wideout, Antonio Brown, against the Baltimore Ravens. Then Jarvis Landry going up against Kansas City. And because we're probably getting no Geronimo Allison, MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, is my other wideout. I'm going with Austin Hooper as my tight end. Then my flex is Jordan Howard because he's super cheap. And Steelers defense against a struggling Baltimore offense is my lineup, the Welsh.
Pretty solid. How happy are we?
I think it's pretty good. I like it.
Not super happy then.
I think it's tough with all the bye weeks, to be honest with you. It's a tougher time to make one of these lineups, but I think that it's going to be pretty good.
Tougher time to be alive is what you're saying.
It's a tougher time to be alive, the Welsh.
Okay.
It's way harder than in the 1800s when people only lived to 20 and died of gum disease.
Very good point. Unless you go to a little Red Dead Redemption and you live in those times. To get it.
You know, hey, look, if we want enough money, Mr. Boom Shakalaka Drew, can we get a PS4 sent with some Red Dead Redemption?
I would like that a lot. That's what I want. I was talking with Spore about this where I was like, well, you know, it's coming up to Christmas and my kid is just the ripe age where a video game system is appropriate. And the kid thing to do.
You're over there acting like it's not for you.
Yeah. Well, the kid thing to do would be to get like a Nintendo Switch where there's lots of kid games. The thing I want to do is get a PS4 where I'm like, oh, hey, look, I got a Lego game and maybe a Paw Patrol game. And then, nope, don't mind this Red Dead Redemption.
Got some Red Dead over here.
Don't mind that. Don't mind any Last of Us. Don't worry about any of these zombie things or Red Dead Redemption. Don't worry about that. Somebody posted just a video of them tapping, petting a dog in the video game.
I saw that.
I'll do that. I'll do that for an hour. I'd be very comfortable with doing that.
How good can that boy be?
I think he can be very
good.
He's a good
boy.
He's a very good boy. He's a very good. Square. All right, my lineup here. I actually am very happy with this lineup. Both, I think it's going to be deceiving. Probably, I feel like a little bit this week because I look and I'm like, man, this lineup works out. But there's some deals here that let me know. Repeat your lineup to me real quick.
Okay, my lineup is Newton, McCaffrey, Miller, Antonio Brown, Landry, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Austin Hooper, Jordan Howard, Steelers D.
Okay, it's pretty. You always skimp a little bit on the flex. You like to do. You like to you start really strong on your money and then you taper down.
Yeah, it just depends on. Like, if there's a lot of good wide receiver deals, then sometimes I'll cheap out and then I'll go good flex, which I probably could have done. You know, maybe I could have flipped someone else, but I think I like where I've got it.
I haven't decided yet, so I'm specifically talking to Drew, the only one that pays attention to our DFS. Maybe my favorite DK lineup that I've done this year. Maybe.
Oh.
At quarterback for $6,000 DraftKings dollars. Is Jared Goff versus Nollins. I like
Nollins.
Nollins. I'm liking that. My two running backs. I went a little bit more pricey. For $7,700, I've got Kareem Hunt versus the Cleveland Browns. And for $7,500, I've got James White versus the Green Bay Packers. So I like both of those. I am going revenge game, Bogman. For $6,700, I'm pairing him with my quarterback, Brandon Cooks. Going home, love revenge game themes. That's my favorite thing.
I mean, if you're going to go revenge games, Brandon Cook's going to have a lot of revenge games.
That's right.
Like in his career. Games.
That's a good point. I went with two receivers that were impacted by trades that happened over the last couple of days. One for $5,500, Kenny Golladay versus Minnesota. And for $3,900, as you mentioned, Cortland Sutton against Houston. So Cooks, Golladay, and Sutton. Tight end, I went cheapo. I went Herndon, as I've done in normal fantasy leagues, just, you know, grasping at straws for a tight end. But he does have a touchdown in three straight games. At flex, I like to go bigger. I went with your boy, James Conner, for $7,200. And then I got the Jets defense for $2,500 against the Miami Dolphins. So Goff, Hunt, White, Cooks, Golladay, Sutton, Herndon, Conner, New York Jets D.
Give me your wideouts again. Golladay, Sutton, and who?
Brandon Cooks, your guy.
Brandon Cooks, okay.
You got to love that.
That is my guy.
That's an amazing lineup.
Cooper Kupp coming back this week. You not worried about that at all?
No, it's revenge game.
It's revenge game.
It's revenge game, Bogman. It's Brandon Cooks deep all game.
I mean, I hope so. I've got enough shares of Brandon Cooks. I hope you're absolutely right about that.
That's kind of died, by the way. Like, you were... A lot of Brandon Cooks in the offseason. Haven't been hearing too much about him lately.
I don't know that Brandon Cooks is having a particularly fantastic year. He's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, he's really good, but I don't know that he's having
a number one.
I don't think he's a top 12, is he?
35 catches, 643 yards, which is nice. Only two touchdowns.
Yeah, the two scores are a little bit upsetting. So, but I mean, look,
you'd say it was more of an even split, not so much.
What I'm saying is it's week 8.
Oh, week 9, but yeah.
It's game 8.
It's 2017.
So it's 2018.
Yeah. 19.
But it's 2018.
I'm trying to confuse you a little bit more.
Yeah, well, it's not working this time, okay? Do a read.
Should we
get confused.
Yeah, ask you what any of our sponsors are. Yeah. Bogman will be like, what?
Good Lord.
What? We should pit our lineups against each other this week.
Okay. I'll do that. Drew, keep...
You keep score. Keep score. You spend money, and let's put some side money on it, since we can't legally do this.
I just assume that I'm going to win, and especially since I'll slip Drew some money just to say that I do anyway.
No. Oh. He does screenshots. Drew is a solid citizen. He follows the rules of DFS and podcast.
He absolutely
law.
Is. Jag, get at me.
No. What do you want? What do you want to do? Like $5? $5? $10? Song bet?
You don't want to do? Yeah, I was thinking of something else, not a song bet. I didn't invest enough time in this to do a song bet. So, and see, that's where I get you. I'm smart enough not to do the bet when I'm not confident.
You get on me so much about doing bets. You are the biggest floor person I've ever met in my life. We play the chicken on our football podcast. You're like, sell. I'm not gonna take any chances. You take no chances. When the odds are even, Bogman is running. They have to be stacked in your favor, and that's the only way that you're gonna jump into anything.
Well, I mean, you're not gonna convince me with your speech to do a song bet on this, because like I said, I didn't spend enough time
I
on
did
my
less.
Lamp to be confident.
I enough. Did less so, work.
I, you it. Know what? I might do it with my FanDuel lineup. So
what's on this one? Then?
I'm way more confident in my FanDuel lineup than I am my DraftKings lineup this week. So you want the deals? You want all the deals for the FanDuels, the Welsh?
All right. So I guess no bet.
Not for this one. Well, let's take a look at all of these quarterback bets, because there's not one below the average price.
Oh, the poor people line, as you like to say?
Yeah, all those poor people can't afford any quarterbacks. Mm. There's no quarterback housing for them at all. So every single quarterback that will get snaps, significant snaps, is over 6,600, which is the median line. So every single quarterback. So you might as well this week. To me, who's the one?
The what?
Did you just say, well,
no,
there's
one?
No,
I said the poor person line. I was just making sure. People are going to be very confused that you're now using like broader terms like the median line, not the poverty line.
Yeah, the poverty line, below the poverty line. 6,600 is the average price of a player for FanDuel.
So you're saying one?
No, I said there's none. I thought you said there was one.
Oh, okay. So, wow.
There might be. I mean, Peterman might be because Derek Anderson showed up with the concussion on the injury report.
I mean,
report,
Nick Mullins was their opportunity, but you know, he already went.
Right, exactly. So running backs here, we got Duke Johnson, Frank Gore, Derek Henry, Ito Smith, Crowell, Barber, Aaron Jones, Deion Lewis, all below 6,000. Just above 6,000 here, we got Collins, McCoy, Howard, Eckler, Kerryon, Carson, Miller, Chubb, and Coleman. So there's just fewer deals, to be honest with you, on FanDuel this week, which is weird why I like it more. But there are some deals at wide receiver. We've got Zay Jones, Jakeem Grant, Antonio Callaway, all under 5,000. We've got Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Gallup, Tre'Quan Smith, DJ Moore, Tajay Sharp, your boy Anthony Miller, and Danny Amendola, all below 5,500. Sutton's right at 5,500. Baldwin, Sanu, Parker, Gabriel, Corey Davis, Demaryius Thomas, DJ Moore, and Chris Godwin are all below 6,000. And that's David Moore. DJ Moore's below. Mm. And then we got Golladay, Crabtree, John Brown, Amari Cooper, who Scott Linehan said is going to get a bunch of snaps, is in there. Marvin Jones, Ridley, Landry, and DeSean Jackson are all 6,600.
Quick tight ends. Quick.
Reed, Watson, McDonald, and Njoku. None of them good.
All right. No, none of them good. So that leads us to a break. And when we come back from break, we're going to set those FanDuel lineups for you. We're going to go through those and we'll lay it all out and maybe there'll be a bet in place. I'll have to second look here and see how comfortable I am, but we'll set some bet here. So don't you go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Welsh and End This League coming up after this break. Don't you don't leave, please. Please.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, friendos. It is In This League. It's ITL over at InThisLeague.com on all the places that your ears consume audio. I think we're maybe not all the places. Maybe that's not accurate. But iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all those
anywhere
places.
That's worth having.
Well, Spotify is always they're the tricky one. All the applications are out there, but I swear to God, it's like 8 months for them to get stuff locked in. This show is on Spotify. All the others, though, you got to do a little bit more digging. But check us out at InThisLeague.com, and please consider checking us out over at Patreon.com.
Spotify is running Showtime, by the way.
What do you mean?
I think I went to log into my like, you know, Showtime Anytime. Log in with your Spotify account. And I'm like, what?
What? They want to make you a playlist?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know what's going on with Spotify. I don't know what Spotify is. I don't listen to music.
They're like, you just watched a naughty Showtime film. We got a playlist for you.
Well, it's not like it's Skinamax. There's a difference. Like, you know, Skinamax is the soft core thing. Although there's that one Cinemax show you like. What was the one with angry guy?
Ray Donovan.
No, that's HBO, isn't it?
No, Showtime.
What? No, what's the Cinemax show you like?
Cinemax.
The angry guy, he comes into town, he becomes a sheriff or something.
Oh, God, what was that show? I love that show.
Banshee.
Banshee was great. Great show. I was like, what are you talking about? It was a great, I mean, dude.
It's a Justified knockoff. It was like if you ran Justified
but with nudity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A lot of it.
Yeah, exactly. With a lot of new. Well, what are we talking about here? You just said I'm logging into Showtime to watch naughty things, and then you're saying that this is so much better?
I'm there for the storylines, Bogman.
And by the way, I think it might have been Stars and not Showtime that was on Spotify. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, we can maybe have this discussion over on Patreon, and we can have it with a secret show. So go check us out. A brand new prospect rank I just posted November 1st. We've got secret shows, group me rooms. I do one a month in the off season here. Can you have enough content? We post a lot of content over there. Chats and streams and all that type of stuff, and you're directly supporting ITL when you do it, and we'd love to have you. You come become best friends with us if you'd like. We got a couple listeners that are out here for the first pitch conference and been hanging out with them. Like, that's awesome. Look, listen to that. You could join Patreon and then hang out with us. What a treat. Bogman will drive you around. Bogman will drive you around. You were driving Jesse around.
I did drive around Jesse yesterday.
Like
fun.
A taxi. Yeah, that's great.
I'm crazy taxi.
Yeah, I like. Oh, yeah, that was a great game. Like,
he's all like, "What kind of beer did you get?"
Oh, while you're driving,
yeah,
you're like, "Woo, let's go, Jesse, let's get out of here." He's like,
"Hey, I got a pale ale, low ABV. I'm driving you home. Got to get you there safe, so it's fine."
A low, what?
You know. Got a pale ale, Santan pale ale.
But you said a low what?
ABV.
What is that?
The alcohol percentage.
Boy,
like 5.5.
You just sounded like one of those guys. You're like, oh, no big deal.
Really? Hey. Do I need to twist my mustache?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Okay. I didn't expect that from you. I wasn't ready for that from you. We're like, oh, we're a little, IPA, low APV, but low, like, what? I drink ABV. A Bud Light. Yeah, see, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I drink Michelob Ultra at a baseball
game. Sorry, I didn't say proof on a beer.
Yeah,
so
that would help. Alcohol content.
You could
content.
Drink the largest Michelob Ultra I've ever seen yesterday.
Yeah, that's what
it
I did.
It was like a missile silo.
Yeah, it was a bomber, they call it.
Yeah, and it's still not enough to get you drunk, so.
Not really. Though I did Michelob wake up the next day and I was like, well, because I was forced to drink. Like, I don't drink.
You were forced to drink, right?
No, I don't. But no, what I'm saying is I don't drink garbage bourbon, not to be elitist here, not to be a ABV here.
Oh, my God. Let me talk about mine. I sounded like I need to twist my mustache.
But like at the game, the only whiskey they had was Jack Daniels. And I went up there. I was like, God. Oh, what kind of whiskey or bourbon you have? They're like, Jack. I'm like, anything else? She's like, nope. And I'm like,
you're like,
well,
what is this, Iraq? Come on.
Seriously. Is it the poverty line here? What's going on here? So I was forced to drink Jack. And that didn't sit well. That doesn't ever work.
Poor.
I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good. Jack, Michelob Ultra, and then top the night off with the Maker's Mark. That's a weird up and down swing I just did.
Jeez, yeah. Your poor liver.
Yeah.
Having to, you know, process that below average liquor.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Drink every day.
Yeah.
Man.
Got to do better. Got to do better. Send me some. Send me some good liquor so I'm never forced to again. No person should be like forced to drink Michelob
in the arms of an angel.
Do you really want your favorite fantasy hosts and people that you listen to all the time to be forced to drink Jack Daniels?
He's got
to
drink Jack Daniels.
We don't want to live in a world where Michelob Ultra and Bud Light are the only bombers you can purchase at a game, right?
It's our new sponsor. It's if you donate $2 a day to this young man, he
Venmo.
Won't have to drink subpar liquor.
Send $2 to at the Welsh on Venmo. I'll never be forced to go any place with Jack Daniels and Michelob Ultra again, because I'll go buy mini bottles. I'll bring a mini bottle with me. Much better option. Some Knob Creek or something like that. All right.
So what's your FanDuel line?
FanDuel. That's what we're going with. Okay, so wait, real quick here. Are we going to talk about this bet after the fact?
All right, let's just do,
you know what? Let's do this.
Let's just do $5.
Okay. What is that? DK one or FanDuel?
On FanDuel.
Okay. But yeah, because I was going to say, I'll blind go in on this one and bet with you.
Okay. So I'll do $5 just to make it competitive for DK. And then we'll do $10 for FanDuel.
Ooh,
how about that?
Ooh, okay, Mr. Big Bucks, Mr. Knob Creek over here, Mr. 5% ABV over here.
In my hand,
little IPA guy over here is willing to throw down some shekels here. So let's get into it. Talk to me about your FanDuel.
All right, so I've got Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback against the Cleveland Browns. I've got Christian McCaffrey again at running back. I bunched him up with Aaron Jones as my second running back. Nice cheap option at 5,800 there. I've got Devontae Adams as my number one wideout with Cortland Sutton and DJ Moore as some deals. My tight end is Travis Kelce, so I doubled him up with Patrick Mahomes. I got your boy Kenny Go All Day.
Kenny Go All Day. Welch.
And the Washington Redskins defense against the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. At quarterback, who'd you say you have at quarterback?
Mahomes.
All right. Okay. I am going with Ryan Fitzpatrick versus the Carolina Panthers, 7,100. Who do you say you have at running back?
McCaffrey and Aaron Jones.
Okay, good. No, some parity here. I went big on running backs, Bogman, but I'm very impressed with this lineup overall. I have got Ezekiel Elliott, 8,400 against Tennessee. Mm-hmm, Alvin Kamara, 8,000 against the Nolans. Right. Against the Rams. So some tough defenses. Who did you say you had at wideout?
I've got Devontae Adams, Cortland Sutton, DJ Moore.
All right, we do have one hold over here. I also have Cortland Sutton, so we're going to cross each other out. But let's see if, can I get out of it? Let me see if I can get out of it real quick. Because then maybe make it a little bit interesting. It depends on the options.
You can't be changing your lineups here. We already made this bet. Just go ahead and read up.
All right. I've got Cortland Sutton. I've got Aldrick Robinson, because I don't know if you saw Bogman. Aldrick Robinson went out and said that Stephon Diggs was not going to play.
Okay.
And I've got Adam Thielen. So I've got both of the Vikings wide receivers here at 8,900.
Stacking Vikings.
Stacking some Vikings. At tight end, worthless David Njoku, but it is against Kansas City. So there's something there.
Catch up ball. Absolutely.
Flex, I've got Kareem Hunt, Bogman.
Oh.
Who do you have at flex?
Why do you have to emphasize his name so much?
Kareem Hunt.
You said Hunt.
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 Hunt for the red running back.
I got Kenny Golladay.
Okay, that's pretty good. And I got Jets defense.
Jets defense. Who did the Jets play in Miami? That's good defense.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I have $100 left over.
I got $200 left over, but I can't.
Oh, ooh.
Nothing.
Ooh, a little worried.
Nothing going. Nah, just put it in my pocket.
Leave something on the table there?
Yeah, that's right. Now you'll be leaving $15 in my Venmo.
Oh, little man, put that S in my hand.
If that money doesn't show, you're going to owe me. O-E-O.
Jungle love.
O-E-O. More say in the mother effing time.
Love it. We got to do a good old Kevin Smith viewing. We're dire
Kevin
need
Smith's
of that.
Mom's having surgery. He posted on Instagram like she has some weird hernia that's making her stomach push against her heart or something. Ooh. So very concerning. You know that his mom
start
was
diagnosing
the lady
yourself with that.
His mom was the lady in the original Clerks, like reaching back for the milk at the end of the show when they like pulled away.
No, really?
That last shot. Yeah, that's Kevin Smith's mom.
That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah,
maybe that's why she had a hernia because she put
because of the milk.
Put her to work. Yeah,
from
not supposed to
90s.
Bend over like that. Bend over. Right. Yeah, if you build a hernia over 30 years, bending over for milk like that.
Yeah, that movie's older than most of the people listening.
I think so. When was that movie made?
God, it must have been like made. I think it came out mid 90s. Must have been made early 90s, right?
Okay, I've got it up here. So.
I'm going to say that it came out in 1994.
You were looking.
I swear to God, I wasn't.
It nailed it. Okay, what month?
March.
Okay, you weren't looking. October.
October, okay. Yeah.
How much did it do at the box office?
Not much.
Take a guess.
I don't know, 8 million?
3.2 million.
Okay.
But everybody loves it. 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Clerks is a great movie. If you don't mind some horrific language, right?
Yeah.
And some weird situations, and you think that you work way too hard, give it a watch. I would recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. By Bogman seal of recommendation. There you go.
That's right.
Nothing That's right. more holy in the movie in moviedom than the Bogman seal of approval.
Why you got to do this to me?
I think it's a very valid thing.
I don't think it is.
It's like Siskel, Ebert, and Bogman. Who's the one that died?
Aren't they all dead?
No,
like,
one of them's
is that
dead.
What you're saying?
what's one that
I
died?
I think the other one died like 2 months ago, didn't he?
No way. Really?
I don't know.
Well, I was going to say it's like Bogman and Ebert.
Bogman and Ebert. Yeah, that's right.
Ebert does his thing, and Bogman gives his seal of approval, and Clarence got it.
Yeah, so. It's me and Oprah with stickers. That's what it is.
The big O is what we do here. There you go. All right, so there you go. Those are DK lineups. Good luck to Drew, the only human being that plays our lineups. Hopefully you win some money. Hopefully you win them both for mine, because then...
And I'll just continue to reiterate, please don't play our lineups.
I will inadvertently win money if, like, you win money, Drew. Technically. Well, no, because Bogman could beat mine, but you haven't. I mean, I'm knock on wood. You haven't beat my lineup, I don't know, anytime this year. So
okay. Yeah, that's not a made-up stat.
I think that's a fact.
I know you think that's a fact, and you're deluded.
I think that's a stat that might be real.
You're deluded and delusional. You're the worst.
We're going to get into it a little bit early. Let's take a look at week 9. We've got some week 9 action going on. Tons of bye weeks. It's actually going to be interesting how we're going to get through the games here because, all right, we've already had the 49ers who whooped up on the Raiders 34-3. Six teams on bye week, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Indianapolis Colts, the New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, Arizona Cardinals, Jacksonville Jaguars, all on the bye. So, Jesus, how many games are there? Like, the 10 games?
I don't know. I thought you were just listing all the teams for a second.
Felt like it.
Doing just now?
It felt like it. I mean, over a third of the teams are either not playing or have played, essentially, at this point.
I mean, that's 13. That's 13 games cut from 16, right? So that's, you know, you're missing three. You got three fewer games this week. So,
and one's already over. So four. So, there's that. And time change, Bogman, so we get an extra hour on our games.
God, I love it. I love it. You know, today, no time change, so I still had the college games start an hour earlier than the NFL games. So this week, they're going to start 2 hours earlier than the NFL games. Had to get up early to watch some college today. But, tomorrow, love it. 11 a.m. start, get to sleep that extra hour. Love those Sundays.
That's right. So we'll be getting up a little bit later. Me doing those updates a little bit hour later here as I get into the action. So let's get into the first game as we're going to just break through these, and these will extend into hour three here. Bears and Bills.
No.
What?
The 1 week that I was over 500 in both things.
Oh.
You are going to just skip right over it.
I didn't realize you wanted to do the thing. The 1 week,
I can be proud of what I did. I was 8-5 against the spread and 7-6 on the over-unders.
How much money you win this week?
Why do you got to rain on every parade?
You did so good. I just want to know how much money you took in.
5-8. That's what you were against the spread. Yeah. 8-5 on the over-unders.
I did fine. You nice made it sound like I was garbage everywhere.
No, just against the spread. So, but I feel like you were garbage against the spread because I've been doing so bad, and you wait for me to say what I'm going to pick, and then you just pick the opposite.
I do not. I do not pick against you. I think
that's your exact strategy.
I pick with my heart.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
And heavy analytical tools.
I don't think
tools.
You have a heart. I think you're like the Grinch who stole Christmas, except you're the Grinch who stole my picks. You went the opposite way. Dude, that's what you are.
Do you see they're remaking the Grinch?
Yeah, hasn't that been like the only movie commercial on for the last 3 months?
That's lame.
They started running that like the 4th of July commercials for that movie.
That is so lame. Like, don't touch the Jim Carrey one, please.
I thought the Jim Carrey one was the one everyone complains about.
No, it's the best one. Who complains about that?
I don't know. I don't watch movies.
It's the best. Except for movies from 1994.
That's right.
The original, I mean, maybe it's not the original, because I guess there's like the, whatever, the cartoon or whatever, but the live action Jim Carrey Grinch is one of the best Christmas movies.
Really?
Absolutely.
I could have swore. I thought that was the one that everyone hated.
No. No way.
No?
No, everybody hated Mike Myers in Cat in the Hat.
That's it.
Yeah, because Mike Myers is the worst. No, it was Mike Myers.
Are you sure?
I'll bet you $20.
No. I'm not sure. Yeah. That's the thing that I heard everyone hated so much.
Mike Myers is unwatchable.
I just would not see it. I mean, Mike Myers is good. I like Mike Myers. He's not unwatchable in everything.
Did you hear that they're going to a fourth Austin Powers is in the working?
Or well, yeah. Isn't Seth Green going to be the bad guy?
Oh, really? That's a good
idea.
Well,
that's how the last one ended, right?
I don't remember.
Seth Green was like balding and stuff. I don't know. Is Beyonce going to be in this one?
I mean, can you like it? Well, I mean, haven't they changed like chicks every time? It was like Heather Graham. What was the one?
Heather Graham was second.
Okay, but Who's the chick? She was smoking the British.
Yeah, I can't remember. She was the bedazzled lady.
Oh, man, it's killing me because she was, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I know, like, I know. Wish. we sound like such idiots.
Whatever it is. Yeah, and then it was Beyonce. So it'll just be like, Cardi B or something in the next one.
Cardi B?
I don't know. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B.
Is she
going to
be making mommy moves?
I don't know. They'll just do something. They'll do some weird thing. But yeah, no, Mike Myers, everything he does is horrible.
Austin Powers was good, I thought.
Okay, but it's the same
Elizabeth
logic.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Thank you, Elizabeth Hurley. It's the same logic as being like, Adam Sandler makes good movies. Like, no, he doesn't. He's made a good movie in like 15 years.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and let you besmirch Adam Sandler. Everyone our age loved Adam Sandler for a long time.
He made great movies.
He makes, you know.
Garbage.
We think they're stupid, but I bet you kids that were our age when he was starting think those movies are.
All right, well, here, we'll talk about that. We got to go to break here. It's hour three, the final hour. We're going to do all the games. We're going to get to the bottom of the Mike Myers Adam Sandler. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, hopefully it'll be better. Whatever we talk about,
break is the goat song.
It'll be better than anything. We'll be back.